Live in Emmitsburg, Iowa, Lakes Conference boys basketball game wrapped up. Chris Bachman joined now by Tornado head coach Heath Stille. First things first, 10-win season. Congratulations on that. You're 7-2 in the Lakes, and your team played really, really well tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, the boys really came out tonight and took care of a team that I thought we needed to take care of right away, and that was the biggest thing we stressed this week was take care of ourselves and take care of teams that we need to take care of and don't let them hang around. After Tuesday night, it was like we let Estherville hang around a little too long. So let's come out and set a tone early on. I thought our guys did a great job of that.
You talked in the pregame about pushing the pace in the Tornado favor, and your team did that tonight.
Yeah, we pushed the ball real well, and there's a couple times we got burnt back a little bit, but I'll take a couple of those, and our guys really hustled back there from then on out and really limited their points there. And we did a better job in the second half of limiting their penetration and sent them to the free throw line too. So that was a good part on our guys.
45 first half points for the Tornadoes, scoring 26 tonight in the first quarter. We scored 24 in the third and cruised to a 36-point win. Josh Werge had 11 of his 20 points in the first quarter, but I told you during the break, I thought Jahl Leith was terrific tonight. He had 17 points, but he did more than just score.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was Jahl's best game that he's played all year for us. He was strong with the basketball. He was in the right place. He had hands tipping passes. He finished on some shots that we needed him to have. That was his best game, and that really helped spark us there and gave us that extra scoring boost tonight.
All right, we got a big week next week, Coach, at home with Spencer on the road a week from tonight at Cherokee.
Yep, big ones for us, and I told the guys it'd be great to have another one, and for sure before we get the district pairings come out a little bit and our brackets come out, and then Cherokee's a big rival, and that'll be a big game for us, and we just need to keep moving forward and don't stub our toe on any of these games coming up.
You know, you had five kids scoring double figures tonight.
Yeah, Court played well there, and he made some open shots early on, too, and it wasn't just there cleaning up some minutes and stuff, but he's done a lot better in practice, and we've told him just slow down a step, and everything will come a lot easier for you, and he's done that. And then you've got Josh Parker and Chom, who you can count on in their double digits, and those guys have got their points, and they've done a great job for that.
You know what? And you had to deal with a little foul trouble right off the bat. Parker had two fouls. Before that, Chom Dang had two fouls early in the game.
Yeah, it was the first time, I think, this year we've had to worry about a little bit of foul trouble there in the first half. But really, those guys played through it in the second quarter. We had picked their two up in the first and came in the second and never picked their third one up there until the third quarter. I think Chom got his third, maybe in the third. But I thought our guys did a great job of that, of playing with that fouls and understanding what you can do and what you can't do, and really learn from the officials there in the first half and keep our hands off and don't reach and keep in the right position. We're okay.
Green and white crews tonight, 81-45 final score, 10-3 on the season now, back on the winning track with two solid conference wins this week. At home next Tuesday, Tornado fans, come on out and support the Storm Lake basketball teams. They're at home against Spencer. We'll have them for you here on Storm Lake Radio. Coach, congrats. Enjoy the weekend, all right?
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we'll do just that. We're going to take one final timeout. We'll wrap up the broadcast from Emmitsburg right after this on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.